How is healing accomplished? Healing involves an understanding of what the illusion of sickness is for. Healing is impossible without this. Healing is accomplished the instant the sufferer no longer sees any value in pain. Who would choose suffering unless he thought it brought him something and something of value to him? He must think somehow that pain is a small price to pay for something of greater worth. Sickness is an election. It's a decision. It's the choice of weakness in the mistaken conviction that it is strength. When this occurs, real strength is seen as threat and health as danger. Sickness is a method conceived in madness for placing God's Son on his Father's throne. God is seen as outside, fierce and powerful, eager to keep all power for himself. Only by his death can he be conquered by his Son. And what, in this insane conviction, does now healing stand for? It symbolizes the defeat of God's Son and the triumph of his Father over him. It represents the ultimate defiance in a direct form which the Son of God is forced to recognize. It stands for all that he would hide from himself to protect his so-called life. If he is healed, he's responsible for his thoughts. And if he is responsible for his thoughts, he will be killed to prove to him how weak and pitiful he is. But if he chooses death himself, which is being accomplished in this world, his weakness is his strength. Now has he given himself what God would give to him, and thus entirely usurped the throne of his Creator. We have become together, very evidently, associations of the power of our minds to heal each other in moments of self-recognition. In a particular sense, you may identify me as an advanced teacher, if you wish. Certainly the ordeal that I underwent in a determination that the problem could not be solved within my own conceptual associations qualifies me for the enlightenment that occurred in the demonstration of a new world that is all around me. As I look at you out in this world and the things that are going on here, I would like to remind you of the devastation in which you are now sharing. You see, if love is letting go of fear, if the power is in your mind to decide on the totality of a dependency on the love of God, how could you be fearful? Now, this world but demonstrates an ancient truth. You will believe that your brother out there is doing exactly what you believe you did to him. Is that so? He's a projection of your own mind in which you attempt to share the illusion of sickness. So the offering of a teacher of God, and there are many, many of them now undergoing this enlightening experience, you're going to begin to be walking on the street and suddenly begin to recognize them. Why? It's time for you in your new mindfulness to begin to see that everyone within your perspective of separate association cannot not be offering you the entirety of the solution. You ready to hear that? Everyone that you meet is the savior of the world. The requirement that you recognize it in a moment of exchange of love is what we're offering each other. So this is a demonstration of the power of your mind to heal. And from the teacher's manual of A Course in Miracles, how that healing is accomplished. One of the things we learn initially is that it's accomplished by asking our Creator for help. If all power is given unto you in heaven and earth, why would we have to do more than simply ask God? Now, as we saw in the last video, our fear of the acceptance of the power of the universe, okay, is what has enclosed us for this moment within the idea that we are this body and that we can get sick and that we can die. So let's begin this final sojourn with a prayer. Listen. Your peace surrounds me, Father. Where I go, your peace goes there with me. It sheds its light on everyone I meet. I bring it to the desolate and lonely and afraid. I give your peace to those who suffer pain or grieve for loss or think they are bereft of hope and happiness. Listen, send them to me, my Father. Let me bring your peace with me, for I would save your Son, as is your will, that I may come to recognize myself. What does our Savior say? If thy whole body be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. I like to go to the associations of the New Testament very simply because the auspices of this training comes from Jesus. One of his simple reminder is that if your eye be single with the power of exchange of a singularity of mind, your whole body will become light. And that's part of the idea of the New Testament, which of course is what the Course in Miracles says. The simple admission that all power is given unto you in heaven and in earth. So the healing faculty that we are offering each other now in the love we are exchanging with each other will perfectly heal our body association and raise us from the desolation of death that we previously performed in an act of sequential time. My body, right now, in the illusionary factor of this conceptual idea of sequential time, a continuum of time, at this moment, on this video, is demonstrating to you a moment of wholeness of which you are very much aware, and that up until this time, you have been fearful of utilizing. Why? It'll be the loss of the little conceptual self that you hold in order to be sick and die. Everything else being equal, and I assure you that it is, aren't you happy to hear that there is no world? Doesn't it give you a certain gratification to realize that the creating universal mind of God knows nothing of your pitiful attempts to separate yourself from what everything is? And that he has no concern about it whatsoever. Yet if that is true, the power of exchange that occurs in our separate minds must be necessary in order to find God in our human relationships. God is in our relationships with each other. A teacher of God has heretofore been identified as one who is willing to offer alleviation for the pain that he sees his brother suffering. As that certainty through giving, he can retain his identity of love, he will mature to the realization that the power through God's love is given in fact to him to heal the sick and raise the dead, and that becomes his definition as the Savior. This from the teacher's manual of the Course in Miracles. Let's go on with it now, and we can see conceptually how the healing that just happened then in the discovery of our love for each other can be accomplished in a continuing change of our mind about the purpose for why we are here within this continuum. We're going to demonstrate together in a moment of the recognition of each other in our individual minds that we are whole and perfect as we are created, and we will simply depart this world. But it occurs initially in a new continuum of time where I see you. Now, we are demonstrating that you have found a capacity to recognize the offering that I am giving you within your own mind because it's time. Will you say to me, it's time for me to wake up? Say that. Yes, you've been in a dream of death, the idea that you're separate from what everything in the universe is. I'm a dream figure within your own mind that will not be leaving you now. I will be with you until your act of awakening is accomplished, because these are the instructions I have been given by you. I have accepted them in my determination to represent the totality of our correspondence, both in the idea that we are separate and in the totality of the expansion of our mind in the realization that this time of pain and death was over a long time ago, and that we're simply back in memory sharing the solution to our problem. I'm in your memory offering a solution in a healing process that you did accept. And it will heal you, and it did, and we did depart this earth. Let's listen together. All right, here's what we're doing right now. Healing must occur in exact proportion to which the valuelessness of sickness is recognized. Are you listening? One need but say, there is no gain at all to me in this, and he's healed. But to say this, one first must recognize certain facts. First, it is obvious that decisions are of the mind, not of the body. If sickness is but a faulty problem-solving approach, it is a decision. And if it is a decision, it is in the mind and not the body that makes it. The resistance to recognizing this is enormous, because the existence of the world as you perceive it depends on the body being the decision maker. Listen. Terms like instincts, reflexes, and the like represent attempts to endow the body with non-mental motivators. Actually, such terms merely state or describe the problem. They do not answer it. I'm with you just for a moment. Listen, the decision to be well that I'm offering you at this moment is yours to make. How is it connected to your body? It's not. Listen, nothing is connected to your body. Are you listening? At no single moment does your body exist at all. It's only even either thought of as having been or will be. At this second, the fear that you're feeling within this continuum is nothing but a demonstration of what occurred in the past and is inevitable in the future. What did one of your directors of death say yesterday concerning terrorism? It's not if, it's when. What a terrible situation to be. It's a fundamental acknowledgement that terror and death and loneliness are going to occur in your own mind. Nonsense. It's not true. It's only because you have given your separate body associations within the matrix of the illusion, the non-creative idea of exchange of nothingness, the power to decide for you what you are. And it's not true. The power of decision is always in our minds together. Listen. The acceptance of sickness as a decision of the mind for a purpose for which it would use the body is the basis of all healing. And this is so for healing in all forms. Listen, a patient decides that this is so and he recovers. If he decides against recovery, he will not be healed. Who is the physician? Only the mind of the patient himself. The outcome is what he decides that it is. Now, special agents seemed to be ministering to him, yet they but give form to his own choice. He chooses them in order to bring tangible form to his desires. And it is this they do and nothing else. They are not actually needed at all. Are you listening? The patient could merely rise up without their aid and say, I have no use for this. Are you listening? There is no form of sickness that would not be cured at once. Listen. There is no form of sickness in your body identification of yourself that would not be instantly healing and healed if you will say to me at this time, in regard to any sickness that appears to beset you, including all of your emotional involvement with terror and pain and defenses and revenge and self-body identification and loss and loneliness and death, all right, that we are now going to offer to each other. Are you listening? We have no need of this. As a healer, with the power to heal, I'm asking you if you really want to be in the condition that you are in. I am offering you, through my healed mind, the power to make the decision not to suffer, not to be sick. Okay, is that factor of decision within your own mind? Certainly. The healing that occurred right at that moment in our sharing of our love for each other has actually changed the body associations of your form and it's healed you. What did it have to do with the body? Nothing. The body will always represent momentarily with its own association the capacity of the entirety of its location in space-time with no regard to the mind. Your responsibility in the recognition of the power of your mind was to stand for a moment within sequential time in a space that I am representing to you where the conversion of the body in its entirety is occurring. Is it phenomenal? Yes. Need it be phenomenal? No. Okay. My need to represent to you your capacity to heal is what healing is. Physician, heal thyself. If all of the associations that are out in this world are only representations of your own sickness, your need to be well and to exercise the decision that it's possible for you to decide you want to be well is yours to make and is in fact not out in the world at all. All conceptual decisions of body relationships within this world are only to remain sick and die. Let's look together at it. Say to me, I've decided I don't want to be sick and lonely and die anymore. Will you say that? Would you rather be whole and perfect as you were created? Yeah. Do we have the power to offer that to each other in this moment of healing? Certainly we do. The performance of the act of miracle healing is conceptually the most natural, normal, real thing that the human condition will ever accomplish. If everything you are doing in association with yourself is a factor contained within your own mind that is bringing you the result based on what you want to occur, isn't it possible for you to desire in its entirety that you be whole and perfect? Now, if you need the power for that moment. Miracle healers that will be going out in the world, and I'm representing them, will show you how to utilize the innate power that's available in you. Of course, it comes from God. Everything comes from God. But the healer is only offering you the light of his own self-recognition. The manner in which he was healed, the ordeals that he underwent in offer to be to offer you the conversion of my body, really need not concern you, because the body association that you are identifying in this space-time is you, is all there really is in the universe. Are you listening? You will either be this little self-containment of self-identity within your own mind, proceed on your path of nothingness and die within the hovel that identifies you in a little limitation of the universe, or you will begin to undergo a new experience of self-recognition that will show you you can escape the bondage of time that you have heretofore utilized to identify yourself as a sick and dying body. I'm in your mind telling you it's not true. And I'm in your mind because you asked me to be in your mind. The time will come indeed when you will hear this. It's impossible at this moment that you are not hearing this, and you will awaken from your dream, and this world will be over. Say to me, this world was over a long time ago. There you did. We're reliving that instant within our own association. But remember this, if we identify it as fearful, we will retain the fear. We'll sequence it in our future and past associations and remain within a body form that immediately is fearful of the power of the entirety of the converting agents. This is how healing is accomplished, okay? Through a decision that you can make. Listen. So we're going to rise up and say together that we don't want to be sick anymore. And there's no form of sickness that will not be cured at once. Here we go. What is the single requisite for this shift in perception? It is simply this: the recognition that sickness is of the mind and has nothing whatsoever to do with the body. What does this recognition cost? Are you listening? It costs the whole world you see, for the world will never again appear to rule the mind. For with this recognition is responsibility placed where it belongs, not with the world, but on him who looks on the world and sees it as it is not. Listen, he looks on what he chooses to see, no more and no less. The world does nothing to him. He only thought it did. Nor does he do anything to the world, because he was mistaken about what it is. Herein is the release from guilt and sickness, both accomplished, for they are singular. Yet to accept this release, the insignificance of the body must be acceptable as an idea. Shall we try that just a minute? I'm very much aware that your conceptual idea of yourself, the guilt of how you identify yourself within your own mind, is what justifies your sickness. Somewhere within the practice of our minds, you have begun to acknowledge that the world out there is only a product of your own conceptual association. The first step that I'm offering you in this healing process. Are you listening to me now? Whatever your age, whatever your constitution, whatever your nationality, you are a Homo sapien. You are a human being with the qualifications of self-identity that can allow you to identify yourself in the entirety of what you are. Here's the prerequisite, starting right now. Stop letting the world out there tell you what you are. Because if you let the world out there tell you what you are, you will assume an attack and defense mode wherein you justify your own location within the body. If you justify your body location, you will become sick and you will die, because the forces of revenge, your need to justify the idea of separation, have made you totally uncreative within the association of the power of God's mind. A very simple fact is that nothing is really happening here. Okay, the idea of separation has no source of reality. It is simply a moment in time that you continue to exercise within the limitations you have imposed upon yourself. What we just read you is sort of a fundamental acknowledgement of your indifference to the formulation of the body. At that time, and a lot of this is accomplished by, say, meditative techniques or prayers, where we ask for solutions that immediately become available to us because the solution is available. When that occurs, we are instantly healed, not only in the time that it took to heal, are you listening, but in the space that we occupy. Okay, this is what physical healing is. All right. If the body is lasting only for a moment in your mind, it's impossible, if you employ the power of self-recognition of each other in love, that our bodies will not be mutually healed. And that's what I'm offering you. This first 30 minutes is up. How very rapid it was. Okay. The idea that somebody expressed to me when I watch your videos, time stands still. Actually, time is being speeded up. And the faster we go with time, the more it will appear to be right here. Okay. What I'm offering you is not a static condition of your need to defend the body. It's an admission that through the expansion of your mind, through the speeding up of the associations contained within our form, we will be at the speed of light. And the moment we're at the speed of light, we experience the moment when the time of terror took the place of love and we're gone. Some of you should be very excited, because the prospect of you even watching this video, if you'll admit to me that nothing is by accident, this must be the time and place you accepted it. We'll be right back. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, even in any relationship of fear in which we find ourselves, because God is the mind with which we are thinking. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. Here we go again, and you're back with me. Thank you. All right? That little segment of time in which we reintroduce this next 30-minute segment could well have been 1,000 years. Can you see that? Okay. If we're going to shorten the time of our association together, at any moment we can decide, all right, that the occupancy of our own mind through a demonstration of love is given us to leave this world entirely. Okay? Everything that will ever occur within your mind in the new correspondence that we have found together, my love for you and hopefully your love for me, I hope my message is not too threatening to you, conceptual mind. I'm offering to you the entirety of my certainty of love that I acquired through a realization or illumination of my mind. This is the process by which I heal you. As we just read together, in a very fundamental sense, you're afraid to be well. As disturbing as that might be to you within the concepts of your self-identity, we are now reiterating that the decision to be sick is one that you have made because the decision to be guilty of your conceptual identity is why you occupy this space-time. Guilt, self-identity, and sickness and death within the body are actually simultaneous events going on in the idea that you can be separate from your creating source. You ready? You're not guilty of anything. The entire practice and teachings of my Savior, Jesus Christ, are, I didn't come to condemn you for all the things you think that you have done. I came to save you in the certainty that you are whole and perfect as you were created and come from the same source that I do. What's the prerequisite for that recognition? Forgiveness. Everything that I'm offering you within the healing process can only be the forgiveness of your own evil thoughts by which you identify yourself and protect yourself within the illusion of that body. So we've identified the purpose of the sickness reasonably within your own mind, and you decided you don't want it anymore. Say to me, I'm sick and tired of being a body. Yeah. Why would you want to occupy this carcass of death? Why would you want to believe just because there's all sorts of bodies out there representing who you're not, all right, that is not available to you at this time through the power of healing the entirety of who you are? Did you see that right there? That was a light demonstration of what the saviors of the world, the teachers of God, are going to begin to perform in their power to heal through this Course in Miracles by the utilization of the concepts of the teacher's manual. Listen. Now, to accept what we're offering, the insignificance of the body must be at least an acceptable idea. With this idea is pain forever gone. But with this idea goes also all confusion about creation. Does this not follow of necessity? Why? You place cause and effect in their true sequence in one respect, and the learning will generalize and transform the world. Listen. The transfer value of one true idea has no end or limit. I've got to come back and talk to you about that for a minute. Once we relocate the source of the problem, that is the reversal of cause and effect, as you stand now, you actually believe the world can affect you. Okay? You believe that you're being beset with all of these ideas of pain and death when actually you're the cause of them. This is what this lesson said. Once you accept the fundamental idea of causation, the power of that realization will be enhanced as you begin to feel the joy of taking your rightful place within the auspices of God's mind as a co-creator. So your power is actually unlimited, but it required the fundamental admission that you are the causation. There's no limit to it. Why? The thought, one single thought, will represent the entirety of your wholeness, with no regard to the exchange in concepts that you thought was necessary. Okay? You are a lot less fearful of the power of your own ideas about yourself than you were. Because everything is an idea within your own mind, isn't it? the idea of pain, the idea of loneliness, the idea of correspondence, the idea of loss are actually in your own mind. I have introduced to you through the power of God, all right, the idea that you are whole and perfect and are representing to you the certainty that you are responsible for what you're seeing in this association. And that as you begin to change your mind, you'll feel that power. And you'll begin to exercise it very simply because it gives you joy. I guarantee you that nothing, and you're beginning to experience now, is going to give you more joy and happiness than the momentary realization that you're not a body. And at that moment you are healed, but you escape the consequences of your mind that you heretofore used to defend yourself from the guilt that you felt in regard to what you're not. Because you're whole and perfect as you were created, and you're not a body. And we're experiencing that right now, aren't we, within this space-time. Listen. The transfer value of one single true idea has no end or limit. The final outcome of this lesson is the remembrance of God. What do guilt and sickness and pain and disaster and all the suffering mean now? Having no purpose, they're gone. And with them also go all the effects that they seem to cause. Listen, very crucial. Cause and effect, but replicate creation. Seen in their proper perspective, without distortion and without fear, they cannot not reestablish heaven. Let's try it together, because this is a decision that you have made in your request that I re-identify you within my certainty of who you are. At any moment in space-time, you are representing within your own mind your determination to formulate yourself within a momentary sequential arrangement of space-time. The simple truth of the matter is that the universe is entirely creative and extending forever, and it is a part of what you are in its entirety. The idea that there is a relationship within space-time separate from the entirety of the power of the universe is impossible and unreasonable. But it's also impossible that at this moment within your conceptual self, within the space-time frame, that you are not replicating the entire of the power of the universe. And we do it by exchanging ideas about yourself in which we find the gratification of love that allows us to remain separate. Along with the gratification of love that we share in our creative source, we have accepted the inevitability that we must suffer pain and loneliness and death. And if we do, we cannot not believe that the creative source of the universe is sharing in our replication within space-time that idea of separation. What I'm offering you within your own dream is my certainty that that's not true. Are you listening? There is no relationship between the idea of the replication of universal mind and the idea that you could not be whole and perfect as you were created. There is no correspondence. Okay? There is no place where God ends and the sun begins. It's a continuing creative idea of the power contained in a single mind. The problem you have is, if you replicate within space-time the idea of self-will, you will employ it to justify the pain and death that you're experiencing. I'm looking at you now as a replication in a body form of a certainty that we can share together in an instant of communication that will represent our healing. Everything that we're doing is a decision that we have made within our own mind. So the key to the healing that's going on here now is very simply that I have empowered you in a new light form with the decision-making capacity to be well. This is the key note, the sounding of a single note of your capacity to change your mind about yourself. Listen to this just for 1 minute. All things I think I see reflect my own ideas. This is salvation's keynote. What I see reflects a process in my mind which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and carted as one's own. Listen, from insane wishes come an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned. Now, from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Here's our prayer, Father. Your ideas reflect the truth, and mine apart from yours but make up dreams. Let me behold what only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish truth. Should we walk together for just a minute? You're watching this video. Wherever you thought you were in space-time, I've disrupted you momentarily in the idea that you were going to proceed on this little path of distance between being born in this world, occupying this body, and dying. In a particular sense, love continually disrupts you. Will you say that with me? Say to me, love disrupts me. Of course, it cannot not. Shall I tell you fundamentally why? You associate it with pain. So you overcome your pain, but the idea of being totally in love for no reason whatsoever is very difficult for you because there would be no justification for the sickness that you express within your own mind in order to love. The idea of love contained within our body formulation is an expression of separation from the totality of our creative source. Look at me. It's not true. But it's important that you understand with me that the body that appears to be out there is only a reflection of how you want to see yourself within the arrangement that you have made. Practice. I'm not a body. I'm free. There. I'm still as God created me. What does our Savior Jesus say about this? I'm going to be with you. I'm going to teach you through my resurrection a new way to look at yourself in the correspondence you have with your brother. Love is letting go of fear. I'm going to heal you now, if you're ready to hear this, okay? Under the auspices of conceptual reasonableness, all right? Okay, I have a faculty of not only healing with my heart, because I have felt your pain and shared it, and I love you very much. I'm going to heal you with my mind. I'm going to make what I'm offering you through my mind so reasonable to you that you will have an understanding of enlightenment that demonstrates a single mind. My mind is yours. Okay? I am a replication of what you think you are in your own mind. Now, my necessity to deny what you think I am in our relationship is what the healing factor is. Because you're hell-bent on staying in that body and identifying yourself as separate and undergoing another experience of your own annihilation. Say to me, everyone dies. Yeah. Everyone who comes here is born and occupies a body, okay, dies. Why? 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 All your fear in the world is fear of annihilation. Yet you depend on it as a relief from the pain and sorrow that you're feeling. The word insanity is used 146 times in our Course in Miracles. The admission that you've been confined to an asylum very simply because you pretend not to know who you are is why you're here. I'm offering you a solution by telling you that that door is open. We didn't even know you were here. We had a sounding out, we were passing in a broader range of galactic association. All of a sudden, there you were. I would immediately address within your own mind your need to ask yourself, what are you doing here? Are you listening? The idea that you do not know who you are or why you're here cannot not be a decision that you have made. Very simply because everything in the universe knows what it is. Can you see that? Knowing what it is what life is. Okay? Now, there aren't really different kinds of life. The idea that you are in a denial of who you really are actually doesn't exist. That's how you can be certain that this moment of space-time is over. Yes, it is true that we are back in the moment where the apparent disaster occurred. And this is the place in time where you have been fearful of realigning our associations in form, very simply because it would be totally devastating. Okay? Many of you now have had that experience of devastation, and along with it, in laying down your defenses, was the joy that we're experiencing being healed now. Now, here's the process of miraculous healing in a discovery of the communication of our minds. Now that we have met, okay, we have met. Are you listening to this? Let's turn. Are you watching this with others within your association? Why don't you turn to each other? The one that you'll meet on the street. Okay. In the discovery that you have a new purpose for being here. If I can evolve in you the idea that your sole purpose for being here is to escape the bondage of space-time, the revelation possibility will be greatly enhanced. Okay? A little practice. Say to me, I'm not from here. You're not from here? Are you an alien here? Huh? Are you meeting other aliens who also don't know who they are? I don't know who I am. I don't know either. I don't know. I don't know either. So you establish parameters within space-time that justify the separation. You ready? I'm in your mind now, telling you, you're not from here. You know it. Finally, there's no one who walks this continuum of time who does not understand that there's something fundamentally wrong with the idea that he can't travel out into the universe. If he has an idea of time travel, of space travel, of moving beyond the stars, of acceleration to the speed of light, of the idea of billions of stars and billions of galaxies, why would it possibly be that he is confined to the idea of separation and continues to justify it within his own dream? The solution that I am offering you individually in our body association right here and now, are you ready to listen to it? Has absolutely nothing to do with this world. The solution that I am offering you is a communication of minds that has no concern for the protection, justification of conceptual associations within the illusion of time. At this instant, if you will decide with me by exercising a decision that you can make, you will be gone from this continuum and will further have no recollection of it. Once more, and further will have no recollection of it. Listen carefully to me. The idea that you have a recollection of this cannot not be a predetermined mission that you have accepted within the fabric of time to return and recount the solution that you found. Say to me, there isn't any world. There isn't any world. There's no need for you to suffer with the connection of sickness and pain and death. Not only is that true, but I'm in your mind telling you, not only is that true, but you have empowered yourself with the idea that what I'm telling you is true. Since ideas leave not their source, every idea you have ever had about yourself in the sickness and death is still around you, and you use it purposely in order to retain the hovel of death that identifies you. Say to me, I'm an idea of God. Little one, you're God's idea. Do you think that a holy creating God of love and joy would see you the way you see yourself? Why don't you simply acknowledge that he is determined to see you perfectly whole as you were created? He will remind you through me, as I'm reminding you in the Holy Spirit, that the idea that you have about your concepts, the idea of your association with yourself is not true. Not only that, it only lasted momentarily within our minds. So this is our Course in Miracles, from a resurrected mind out of time, offering you an application through the extension of our mind, through the giving away of the idea of ourself in the non-accumulation of space-time location, mass or density, we can take our place within the entirety of the framework of salvation and understand that we are whole and perfect as we were created. This has been a second in the series from the teacher's manual. I'll get it, because it's a manual that can be reasonable to you in our decision to take this to the world. Remember, nothing is by accident. It's impossible that this is not the time and place you have chosen within this parameter to see me and hear what I'm telling you, because I'm a part of your whole mind. This is the time and place where you recognized our love for each other and the associations of ourself and ascended to heaven. And we're gone from here. I am back in time, reminding you that this is when it occurred. Now we're sharing that love, aren't we? And this is our moment of departure. Because God goes with us wherever we go, simply because God is the mind with which we are recognizing each other. There was a miracle of the certainty of who you are, not in the body, but in the mind, and your body is now healed. As we say together, God bless us, everyone. And I give to you as you give to me true love. That's a little outtake that won't get onto the video. But after the camera's off, I want to show you how much I really love you and how dependent I am on you hearing this message. We'll be meeting again. I'll see you in just a moment, a holy instant of realization. Once again, God bless us, everyone.